所以声音不太正常。
I'm a little bit under the weather.
所以今天在吃午饭的时候，我可能不过去跟你们打招呼了。
So that's why maybe have to take it easy or maybe put on a mask.
因为我不想跟你分享我的这个身上的细菌。
I don't want to share my disease with you.
如果你有事要到我办公室找我的话，我会戴上我的口罩。
If you need my prayer, I will put on my mask and pray for you.
所以我还可以跟你交通。
So that we can still communicate about your need.
今天跟弟兄姐妹分享的题目是活的生命与死的宗教。
My sermon is about living life versus dead religion.
这是记载在约翰福音第五章。
So it's the Gospel of John, chapter 5.
这里记载说，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews.
这是一个很简单的叙述。
It's a very simple statement.
但是你可以感觉到这个整个的宗教气氛非常的浓厚。
But you can feel the religious atmosphere all around.
因为所有在犹太人所认识的宗教，它的时间跟地点同一个时候发生了。
So it's about Jewish religious and the feast.
时间上这是一个节期。
So it's a feast of the Jews.
地点是他们最神圣的耶路撒冷。
It happened in the holiest place, Jerusalem.
并且接下来所发生的事情就是在耶路撒冷的圣殿旁边。
And it's next to the temple.
在那里有一个池子，希伯来话叫毕士大，旁边有五个廊子。
Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda and which is surrounded by five colonnades.
那是一个比较宽阔的地方。
So it's a wide open space.
是一些来到圣殿的时候呢，不没有办法进到圣殿里面的一些人聚集的地方。
It's a overflowing from the crowded temple, so people can gather in that area also.
今天历史的考证的话，这个地点呢还能够确认出来在哪个地方。
So we discovered the area through the excavation.
在那个毕士大池子的那个附近呢，躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed.
这些都是一些比较软弱的人。
So they are feeble and weak.
瞎了眼，他没有办法看见。
Blind couldn't see.
瘸了腿，他走路非常不方便。
Lame unable to walk.
还有血气枯干的，他非常的虚弱。
So paralyzed, pretty weak.
这些人怎么会聚集在这个地方呢？
Why they all gather here?
这里有一个传说。
Because there's a legend.
那个地方因为有一个池子。
There's a pool.
这些躺在这个池子周围的这些人，只在一直眼睛一直看着那个池子。
They're watching the pool，
因为他们相信得在某一个时刻的时候，天使呢会到那个池子去搅动那个池子的水。
They believe a certain time an angel will stir the water。
所以大家都一直在等候那个池子的水一动有波动的时候呢，大家就想办法赶快跳到那个池子里面去。
They wait for the moment water stir, they will jump in。
他们认为只要那一动的时刻如果跳进池子的话，那个人的病就会得到痊愈。
So that they can be healed.
所以我们看见迷信呢也是会带出力量来的。
So there's superstitious people also have faith.
所以这件事情事实上在当时很多的病人就围绕在那个池子的旁边。
So many invalids surrounding the pool.
圣经就记载，在这么多人躺在那里的里面，有一个人他已经病了38年。
One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years.
耶稣看见他躺在那里，知道他已经病了非常的久。
So when Jesus saw him lying there, and he learned that he had been in this condition for a long time.
我们去看望病人的时候，你会发现，如果你不太跟这个病人的状况不太熟的时候，你会看出这个人病久了还是刚刚病。
So if you're visiting a patient, you sometimes don't know how long the patient has been sick.
因为病得久的人，他有一些的反应。
So there are certain reactions for a chronic patient.
而且这里圣经讲到说已经病了三十八年了。
So this patient has been sick, disabled for 38 years.
我想一个人刚刚病的时候，他一定渴望赶快痊愈。
Of course, everybody wants to be healed right away.
如果他条件好的话，或许他可以看医生。
So we want to see the physician.
如果他的情况不错的话，或许还有朋友跟亲人来安慰他。
And then if you have a relative, they may comfort him.
但是38年了。
But it's been 38 years.
所有周围这些条件一样一样，经过时间的考验，最后没有办法真正支持这个病人的。
So everything left him, just him alone nowadays after 38 years.
中国有一句话讲说久病啊，就没有孝子了。
So if you're sick for a long time, your children will leave you.
但是耶稣看见这个病人，他知道他病了很久。
But Jesus knew this patient has been sick for a long time.
耶稣对他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
So he asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
这句话对躺在那里已经很多人已经不再关心他的人。他已经算是一个被遗弃的人，听到这样的一句话。
So he is like desperate and heard this comment from Jesus.
我想他的心里面如同那池的水质已经平静很久了。
So his heart was like hopeless, just like a water,
not being stirred. 再没有什么东西能够使他兴奋起来。
So he won't get excited about anything.
但是耶稣对他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
Then Jesus said to him, "Do you want to get well?"
我们来看这个病人。
Let's look at him.
他的眼睛还看哪里呢？
So where was he looking at?
他的眼睛并没有看耶稣。
He did not look at Jesus.
他的眼睛还是看着那个池子。
He was still watching the water.
这个病人回答耶稣说：“先生，水动的时候，没有人把我放在池子里。”
Sir, the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred."
这句话说出来，他心里面真实的情况。
So it's reflect his condition.
也就是说，我很注意在那里看着那个池子是不是水会动。
So I was watching the water stirred.
但是即使那个池子的水一动的时候呢，我还是一个没有盼望的人。
Even stirred, I still have no hope.
因为瞎子呢，听到水在动，人在有行动的声音的时候，他的听觉很敏锐的。
Because the blind can hear the water stirred.
所以他瞎子也可以往那个池子方向就跑下去。
So even the blind heard the water stirred, the blind can jump in.
那个瘸腿的看见人家在动水在动的时候，他勉强两只手也可以爬着爬着就进去了。
The lamb can crawl to the water when it's stirred.
那个血气枯干的虽然很虚弱，但是他还可以行动的。
The paralyzed can move a little bit.
但是这个躺了三十八年的人对耶稣说：“先生，水动的时候，没有人把我放在池子里。”
But he said, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred."
也就是说，我自己已经一无办法了。
So I'm hopeless.
我唯一的渴望就是看看有没有人能够同情我。
So I hope sympathy for someone.
可是我想想看，躺在他周围的人，每一个人都需要医治。
But look around, everybody needs healing.
有谁会顾到另外一个人的需要呢？
So who will heed his need?
所以这个躺在那里的说，我正下去的时候，就有别人比我先下去。
So he said, while I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me.
这是一个绝望的人。
So it's hopeless for him.
耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
Then Jesus said to him, get up.Pick up your mat and walk.
起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
Get up, pick up and walk.
对这句话是他从来没有想象过的。
He never thought about this.
他没有期望过的。
He had no hope.
但是就是因为这一位对他说，你要痊愈吗？
Because Jesus said, "Do you want to get well?"
他听见他这样的吩咐。
He heard his command.
我想主耶稣对他所说的第一句话摸到他的心了。
The first sentence touched his heart.
他感觉到温暖。
He felt warm.
有了这样的一个温暖，耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”
Then Jesus said, "Get up, pick up, and walk."
这个温暖使他产生了一个能力。
So the warmth gave him power.
那一个人立刻痊愈，就起来拿褥子走了。
At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked.
这幅的图画应该是很美丽的。
It painted a beautiful picture.
是一个没有瑕疵的。
It's spotless.
但是我们接下来看这样一个美丽的事情发生以后，发生了什么事情
？Let's see what happened after this.
因为那一天是安息日。
That day was Sabbath.
犹太人就对那个医好的人说：“今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可以的。”
So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It's the Sabbath. The Lord forbids you to carry your mat."
因为安息日，他们认为安息日是不可以做任何的事情。
There's no work on the Sabbath.
这是他们宗教的教条。
That's a Jewish law.
大家都这样的遵守。
Everybody observe.
这个刚刚拿起褥子来，站起来往前走的这个人回答说：“那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。”
But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'"
这个躺在这里三十八年的人，他很清楚知道犹太人的定的规定。
So it's been 30 years, well aware of the Jewish law.
安息日的规定，他从小他就遵守的。
Probably heard about the Sabbath law since childhood.
是紧紧的牢固在他的思想的里面。
Imprint in his mind.
他一辈子他唯恐违反了安息日的要求。
So he observed throughout his life.
因为这个是违反了宗教的规定。
Because it's against the religion's law.
但是他因为拿起褥子，他站起来，他往前走了。
So he picked up and walked.
宗教的力量是很大的。
So religious has very power.
他可以使一个人被约束在那个里面。
So have power over many people.
所以有的人走宗教的道路以后呢，他会发现他是被捆在里面的。
So some feel they were bound by religion.
这个被捆住那么多年的，远远超过三十八年的这个人。
So this one was sick for 38 years.
你看见了一件事情发生的是一个很奇妙的事情。
So even a miracle happened.
他得到了一个能力，超过了那宗教的捆绑。
Right now, the power of healing overcame the power of religion.
那么多年来的教导。他现在听得够了，他自己体验到一个新的生命的时候，他可以对这个束缚的宣告说：“那对我说，拿你褥子走吧。”
So right now he experiencing new life, so the power of religion no longer overpower him.
他可以用这个得到的新的生命来对抗那个宗教。
So now his new life is against the old religion.
这些宗教的人士就问他说：“对你说拿褥子走的是什么人
？”So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?"
这些宗教人士他们有兴趣的不是你怎么可以得医治，你怎么行走，你走的时候感觉是怎么样
？They are not interested in his being healed about his feeling.
他们有兴趣的是谁？是那个违反我们这么伟大宗教规定的人是谁？
The only interest in who breaking the law.
那个医好的人，他确实不知道，当时大概太兴奋了，他连问对方的名字都没有问。
The one he was healed was so excited, so have no idea who they was.
而且那个时候，耶稣一下子就走开了。
Because there are many people, and Jesus has slipped away into
the crowd. 所以那里人很多。
Because there was a crowd.
但是这里发生一件事情，耶稣行了这样一个救他。的一个神迹，耶稣却躲开了。
So Jesus performed a miracle.
耶稣却躲开了。
Then he slipped away.
为什么耶稣要躲呢
？Why Jesus had slipped away?
因为耶稣知道这个宗教的力量在那个地方。
He know the power of religion still predominant in the area.
所以后来耶稣在殿里遇见了这个。 瘫痪38年的人。
Later, Jesus found him at the temple.
耶稣对他说了一件很重要的事情。
And said something important to him.
他说你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪。
See, you're well again. Stop sinning.
恐怕你所遭遇的会比以前更加厉害。
Or something worse may happen to you.
这里讲到不要再犯罪，也就是说耶稣确认他以前是犯罪的。
Stop sinning means he's been sinning before that.
耶稣没有回避这件事情。
Jesus did not sugarcoat this thing.
并且告诉他这个严重性。
And it's a very serious thing.
如果你再犯罪的话，你的遭遇会比以前更糟糕。
Or something worse may happen to you if you sin again.
你过去躺了38年，你会比这个躺卧38年的情况更糟糕。
So you'll be worse off than lying there for 38 years.
那个人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。
The man went away and told the Jew that it was Jesus who had made him well.
刚才太兴奋了，忘了问他的名字。
He was so excited and forgot to ask Jesus' name.
这次耶稣再一次遇到他的时候，他问了他的名字了。
So second time around, he asked the name of Jesus.
他要确认拯救他的是谁。
He wanted to make sure who saved him.
所以这些犹太人听知道是谁的时候，知道名字了，他们可以对付的对象的时候，所以开始犹太人就来逼迫耶稣。因为他在安息日做了这一次使一个瘫痪的人站起来行动的事情。
So he healed him, and because Jesus was doing this thing on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him.
注意在这里有一件很奇妙的事情发生了。
Something miraculous happened.
刚才我们讲到耶稣行完这件事情的时候，他就躲开了。
Jesus slipped away, slipped away.
结果这个地方开始犹太人开始来逼迫耶稣的时候，第十七节耶稣竟挺身而出对他们说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
When Jews persecuted him, Jesus said to them, my father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
这句话对我们不是犹太人宗教背景的人来讲，好像就是一般一句话而已。
For us non-Jews, it's just one sentence, one word.
但这句话是整个犹太教的信仰，整个从谷底，从整个翻过来的一件事情。
But it overturned the Judaism's belief.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，本来就想杀他的。
So the Jew was to kill him, but for this reason the Jew tried all the harder to kill him.
因为耶稣不但犯了安息日，并且竟然敢称神是他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
犹太人很敬畏神的。
Jewish are very religious about God.
他们不敢直接称神的名字。
They fear God, wouldn't call his name directly.
他们只敢称呼他是主 Adonai。
They only call him as Adonai, not his name.
结果耶稣说是我的父亲。
But Jesus said, my father.
这是我的父亲。
My own father.
所以他跟神是同一类的。
So that means he's equal with God, the same.
这句话就触犯了犹太人的宗教了。
So it's blasphemy.
如果你在安息日做安息日不可做的事情，你是违反了一些的行为。
So it's again Jewish law, work on Sabbath.
就是你的行为不对了。
So it means you did something wrong.
现在你所说的竟然说你是这位上帝是你的父。
So he dare said, my own father.
那不是你做对或做错的事情呢。
It's not only right or wrong.
而是你这一位，你本质上错误了。
So it's fundamentally wrong, evoking father.
所以这件事情等于是对犹太教等于是一个全面性的毁灭的攻击的一个方式。
So it's fundamentally wrong, according to Jewish law.
弟兄姐妹，我们这一阵子整个的教会盼望我们 在传福音上面能够有一个开展。
So we want to spread the gospel from our church.
所以我们这个星期五有一个训练。
So on Friday we have a training.
这是一对一的，怎么样的来传福音。
So it's one-on-one evangelism training.
也就是说你可以与你周围你能够接触到的人，或者是你的朋友，或者是你的家人，或是你同事，或是你的邻居。
So your circle influence, be it your relatives, friends, neighbors, co-workers.
一个对一个。
One on one.
就像朋友一样的方式。
Just like a casual conversation.
这福音怎么样传出去呢？
How can we spread the gospel during one-on-one conversation?
我们借着刚才所耶稣所经历的事情，我们来看见一幅的图画。
So we can, from this experience, paint a picture.
在刚才所发生的事情里面，事实上有两条的道路。
There are two roads according to this picture.
对外人来讲的话，我们看不出到底什么样的区别。
To outsider, there's no difference which way.
两方好像都是很虔诚的。
Both sides were very religious.
我想耶稣我们没有什么好怀疑的。
So we don't need to talk about the piousness from Jesus.
我们来看另外这一群非常有宗教性的人。
So what about the other religious people?
我们不要把宗教性的整个就否定掉了。
So we don't deny the importance of religion.
这些宗教他们也是很虔诚，很努力，希望人家也得到信靠他的宗教。
They have their faith in their own religion as well.
我们出去传福音的时候，我们要认识到，到底我们所传的是活的生命呢，还是死的宗教？
So we to know the gospel we spread is living life or dead religion.
从刚才那个经过里面，我们看见有两条的路。
So we can see two roads in this picture.
活的生命，它所接触的是一群软弱的人。
So the living life touched a weak person, a group of weak people.
他去接触的是那些瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的。
So he touched the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed.
但是我们看到另外一幅图画，这群宗教人士是一群非常刚硬的一群人。
But the other religious people, they are hardened people.
他们是很有办法的，很有能力的。
They are people of ability.
他们很骄傲，而且很强悍的。
They are proud and powerful.
他们觉得他们有一个很伟大的使命。
They said they were on a mission.
他们用他们手上的宗教来定罪别人。
They use their religion to convict people.
我们看见一个走活的生命，我们要把活的生命释放出去的时候，我们看见在这里。
We want to release the living life.
耶稣说你要痊愈吗？
So do you want to get well? That's an invitation.
这是一个邀请。
So it's an invitation.
但是这一批宗教的人士呢，他们所关心的事情就是说，你今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可以的。
But the other religious people said it's forbidden to carry your mat on the Sabbath.
他们所拥有的就是用他的教条来质疑别人。
They condemnedpeople with their law.
他们想传递的就是我所信的这个宗教。
They want to convey their religion.
所以我们看见一个邀请跟一个宗教的区别在哪里。
So what's the difference between invitation and religion?
一个邀请就是来告诉这个人说你比宗教还要重要。
Invitation means you're more important than religion.
如果是一个宗教的话，他要告诉人的就是我的宗教比你还要重要。
But religion said, my religion is more important than individual.
弟兄姐妹，我们要去把福音传给人，我们是一个邀请。
When we spread the gospel, we invite others.
我们不是要来传另外一个宗教，叫人来信这个宗教。
We are not force a religion upon others.
我们接下来看一个生命，活的生命的话，它是对人来讲是一个恩典的释放。
A living life is a gracious deliverance.
耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”
So he said, "Get up, pick up, and walk."
他先找到人，他真正的需要在哪里。
So Jesus knew his need.
在这里，事实上是要给我们写明是一幅的图画。
So the picture worth more than 1,000 words.
他在耶稣借着这个人可以看见的事情，要来说明一件属灵的事情。
It's about something spiritual.
因为这个人借着他肉体的软弱要来说明是一个人的属灵上的软弱。
The physical weakness reflects his spiritual weakness.
借这样的来让我们阐述到我们要去传福音的时候呢，我们要看见人属灵上的软弱在哪里。
So when we spread the gospel, we need to see through their spiritual weakness.
一个人在属灵上呢，就像这个躺卧38年的人。
Just like this one lying there for 38 years.
他也很渴望他能够经历到上帝的恩典。
He hoped he can receive the salvation.
他的眼睛也在那里一直等候那个水洞。
So waiting for the water to be stirred.
但是如果即使机会出现的时候，没有人把他放进去。
But no one can put him into the water.
他需要一个恩典的释放。
So he needs a release from the mercy.
这个释放就是起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
The deliverance is pick up and walk.
一个从来已经三十八年从来没有走过的人
，He never walked for 38 years.
要叫他起来是很不容易的事情。
It's a very difficult thing to get up and walk.
我们在那个复健的中心里面看到一些经过手术以后恢复了以后开始学习要走路的那些人，非常的吃力的。
Many people after surgery they need to go through rehab to learn how to walk again.It's a very difficult thing.
他们第一个难关就是信心的跨越。
So it's about faith.
多数这样的人都已经放弃了这个希望。
A lot of people gave up.
何况这个三十八年的人。
What about this person after 38 years?
所以要叫他起来，这个是很困难的。
So get up and walk is very difficult for him.
并且叫他拿起褥子来，是。非常困难的一件事情。
And also pick up is even more difficult.
我们不要小看这个褥子。
Look at the mat.
三十八年他躺在上面。
He lay there for 38 years.
事实上是这个褥子已经成为他的依靠了。
That's part of his daily life.
他觉得没有褥子我日子过不下去的。
So he couldn't live without this mat.
叫他拿起褥子来，这件事情是等于要把他整个生活颠倒过来了。
Pick up and walk means turn his life upside down.
你再也不需要再回去躺卧的意思。
You no longer need the mat.
可能吗？
Is that possible?
我三十八年我都躺卧在上面。
He lay there for 38 years.
虽然三十八年了。
Even though it's been 38 years.
但是我躺在上面的时候，我得到休息，我得到安慰。
At least I can rest and got some comfort.
你叫我拿起来吗？
Right now I.Get up, pick up.
万一我不行的时候，我还要躺回去的时候，不是很麻烦吗？
But if I couldn't walk, then it would be a hassle to go back.
并且耶稣说叫他走吧。
On top of that, Jesus said walk.
不仅仅是站起来，而且要往前走。
So get up and walk.
这个是一个恩典的释放。
So this is a gracious deliverance.
但是我们看见这一批宗教徒，他是要有一个用教条来质疑人。
But then again, the religious people accuse him according to their doctrine.
他说今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可以的。
Because it's Sabbath, you should not pick up your mat.
他们有兴趣的是说，对你拿褥子走的那个人是什么人？
They are interested about this people being.
所以我们看见恩典的释放是寻找人的属灵上的需要。
So gracious deliverance is about the spiritual need.
一个教条的质疑是找人的缺点。
A religious suspicion is finding faults.
一个宗教可以找出人很多的缺点。
In religion, we can find many faults for many people.
但是宗教没有办法使人得医治。
But the religions cannot heal people.
一个宗教没有办法使人得健康。
Cannot make people healthy.
一个宗教没有办法使人得生命。
Cannot give life.
我们接下来看这个躺卧三十八年的人听见耶稣这样的呼唤，他用他的信心做了一个回应。
And this person had a faithful response.
那个时候，即使他的眼睛还看着那个水
，even though his eyes fixing on the water，
可以讲是耶稣对他所说的话，他半信半疑。
So you can see he has some doubts about what Jesus said.
但是他还是相信他所说的话。
But he believed.
我只要试试看。
And he tried.
So he stood up.
So he stood up.
He took
up. And picked up.
他往前走了。
And walk.
那我们再来看这一批宗教人士，他们所做的一些的事情，最后的结果是怎么样呢？
What about the other religious people? What's their ending?
这些不相信耶稣、拒绝耶稣的人，他们最后的结局是怎么样呢？
What about their unbelieving ending?
刚才讲到说耶稣躲开了。
Earlier I said Jesus slipped.
耶稣躲开这句话，如果我们站在这些宗教人士来讲的话，是耶稣是躲开了。
From the point of those religious people, Jesus shied away.
我们常常以为一个人躲开，那个人一定是个弱者。
Sometimes we think people shied away, he must be weak.
那是站在这些宗教人士的立场来看耶稣，你是躲开的。
That's from the point of view of the religious people that Jesus slipped away.
但是我们如果转回另外一个角度，我们站在耶稣的立场来看这件事情。
But from the point of Jesus,
耶稣躲开这些人的时候，那是一个很可怕的结果。
But it's a horrible result for them.
死亡成为他们的结局。
So their ending was death.
希望跟生命的源头离开他们了，躲开他们了。
The hope of life and eternity shied away from them.
这是一个不幸的结局。
This is the unbelieving ending.
死的宗教最后就会走到这条路上来。
So that's a dead religion, a dead end.
我们再来看 这两件事情，一个是活的生命，最后使一个从绝望的人能够迎向盼望。
So for living life, bring hopelessness to hopeful.
但是这群死的宗教呢，他们本身就是一个绝望的人，最后呢，引他们到死亡去了。
But for dead religion, start out hopeless and ending up death.
今天刚刚才发出来的一个统计告诉我们欧洲的教会的情况。
There's a statistic about European churches.
这是记载在《华尔街日报》上面。
In Wall Street Journal.
他讲到西欧的地区呢，有数千座的基督教的教堂。
So in Western Europe, there are more than thousands of Christian churches.
他们是非常宏伟的。
So grand buildings.
而且是很有历史价值的。
Historical.
但是因为信耶稣的人一直的减少。
Because the number of Christians keep on dropping.
要维持这么庞大建筑物要很大的费用。
And it's too expensive to keep.
所以现在很多在欧洲的教堂都变成是历史的古迹。
So a lot of turn into a historical building.
甚至有些没有办法经营的教堂就变成一个空空的建筑物。
Some just an empty building.
并且造成当地很多的困扰。
And it's a hassle to local government.
他讲到这里有一个晚上呢，有二十几个年轻的这个玩那个滑板的年轻人，在荷兰的阿姆斯特丹一个高耸的教堂里面，在那里练习，在教堂里面练习。
There are even a report that 20-some teenagers skateboarding in an Amsterdam church.
这个教堂的里面可以坐1000多人的。
It's a capacity for over 1,000 people.
现在却落到这样的一个情况。
And this is their current situation.
我们可以想象那些教堂他们在建 的那个过程中，岂不是都好像很虔诚的吗？
So it's a faith they build this building.
而且认为哇，这个教堂要多神圣啊，所以他们必须要规定很多的要求跟这个规矩。
So it's a holy place building based on many holy concept.
结果今天那么神圣的 地方弄成变成这个样子来。
Now turn into a skateboard park.
英国的教会每一年大概要关闭20间教堂。
There's about a 20 churches closed down every year in England.
德国在过去的十年呢，它的天主教的教会呢，已经关闭了515座教堂。
So more 515 Catholic church closed in Germany.
荷兰的话呢，它大概有1600座天主教的教堂。约有1/3，超过1000座将在10年内要关闭掉。
So 2/3 of the churches in Holland will close down in 10 years.
基督教的教堂在预计在未来的4年呢，要关闭700座。
So there will be 700 closed down in the next 4 years.
所以在西欧有很多的民间的团体呢，他们就组成一个叫做宗教遗产的处理小组。
So they're forming a heritage group.
他们要处理这些教堂。
To take care of the historic church building.
过去岂不是很兴旺，很多人去那里聚会吗？
Used to be a gathering for many Christians.
开始人多了以后，就开始宗教就进来了。
Because religions take over.
规条就越来越多了。
More and more doctrines and rules.
渐渐的就把生命弄死了。
So the living life gradually died down.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天想要跨出去第一步，我们要知道我们所传的是活的生命。
So the first step we step down is to make sure we're spreading the living life.
今天的教堂能够有人去，是因为它能够传递活的生命。
The church people want to come because they're giving out living life.
但是从活的生命走到死宗教，也是一个渐进变化的过程。
From living life to dead religions is a very gradual process.
在不知不觉中，让宗教一直的渗透进来以后，教会的生命就会逐渐的衰亡。
When dead religion gradually seeping in, then the church will gradually die down.
所以我们这个星期五要来彼此学习怎么样一对一传福音的时候，希望你记得这个原则。
So that's a principle you need to remember when you participate in one-on-one evangelical training.
我不是把一个人拿来当成一个工厂的一个产品，第一步做什么，第二步做什么，第三步做什么，然后这个人就会得着基督的生命，不是如此的。
It's not assembly line so that we can have Christian life.
我们要确定我们所传递的是一个活生生的生命。
We have to make sure we're spreading the living life.
让我们一起头说，我们就走在正确的路上。
Let's pray. We'll walk on the right path.
我们一起祷告。